Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Speaking at the Organization of American States, or OAS, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo urged fellow members to do their part to strengthen the OAS to deal effectively with the challenges to our values. The primary role of the OAS is to support democracy and human rights in the Americas. There is no greater challenge today, noted Secretary Pompeo, than the dismantling of democracy and the heartbreaking humanitarian disaster in Venezuela. The United States stands steadfast in support of the Venezuelan people and their efforts to restore their democracy. Secretary Pompeo urged all OAS members to support in Venezuela a return to the constitutional order, free and fair elections with international observation, and the release of political prisoners. He further urged sending a strong message to Venezuela by doing what the Democratic Charter says and suspending Venezuela from the OAS. Suspension, said Mr. Pompeo, would show that the OAS backs up its words with action. In addition to suspension, Secretary Pompeo called on the international community to apply sustained pressure on the Maduro regime until it undertakes the actions necessary to return genuine democracy and provide Venezuelans desperately needed access to international humanitarian aid. In Cuba, said Secretary Pompeo, there is an expectation that change is inevitable and that it can't come quickly enough. Young Cubans are demanding educational opportunities free from political constraints or a totalitarian regime's repression, said Secretary Pompeo.
As democratic societies, we must support young people in Cuba and elsewhere in the hemisphere in their hopes for democratic change.
In Nicaragua, police and government-controlled thugs have killed over 120 people merely for peacefully protesting. The United States demands that the government of Daniel Ortega immediately cease the violence, respond to the Nicaraguan people's demands for credible democratic reform, respect human rights and fundamental freedoms, and hold accountable those responsible for violence. On June 7th, the Department of State announced visa restrictions for Nicaraguan persons responsible for human rights abuses or undermining democracy in Nicaragua. The U.S. calls on all OAS nations to take immediate steps regarding Venezuela for the good of the region and the world.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.